Hi everyone, I'm Diana. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Diana.
Welcome, newcomers. So glad you're here. Congratulations to the chip takers and the birthdays. And I want to thank my sponsor, Wayne B, for asking me to speak for him. He's opening speaker tonight. It's an honor and a privilege to be here. The people who came before me, I owe them, you know, a debt of gratitude because they paved the way for me to be here. My sobriety date is September 7th, 2016. I got sober in Covina, and what a ride, what a ride it's been, but I'm very grateful. I love AA. I love being here. My sponsor and I were just came from a convention in San Diego, and, you know, just I've never been to that one before, but I felt the love in the rooms and the fellowship. You know, wherever you go, it's just, you feel like home, and I love that. I absolutely love that. I grew up LDS, in the LDS Church, also known as the Mormons, and a very strict family home. And I was very sheltered. My parents were 30 years apart. So my dad was 58 when I was born. And so I was very sheltered, he was very overprotective. And I realized now that that was my first resentment because I didn't get to do anything. And I grew up believing that I had zero talents and zero gifts. And what ended up happening for me, my mom was an alcoholic. She would lock herself in her room and drink, and I wouldn't see her all day. And I had three younger siblings. I was 14, and I pretty much took on the role of mom. What ended up happening for me was I got pregnant at 22 with my first son. And normal, everything was normal until 6 months. He was 6 months old, and my husband, he started disappearing. And he was a meth addict, and he would be gone for days, sometimes weeks, and I wouldn't know where he was. I did not heed the advice to go to Al-Anon. I wish I did, knowing what I know now. But, you know, that was not my journey, and I could not understand why he didn't love us enough to stay home. I did not understand that, you know. Okay, so I took it very personally. When he was, I ended up having another son and then another one. And I was like, okay, he convinced me to do a geographical, and we were going to go to Oregon where my mom lived. And I said, okay, we got up and went, and it took him 3 months to find it, and he was gone again. And I sought, you know, growing up in the Mormon church, I did believe in a higher power. You know, what they have is people come up to a podium like this, and people bear their testimony about God, you know, and I did believe them, but I didn't believe that I was one of God's favorites. I didn't think that, you know, I was righteous enough to receive the blessings. And so I did my very best, but, you know, I didn't think it was good enough. And so I got sidetracked now. Sorry. What happened? I ended up having two more sons, and he found it again. He left, and that was it. I prayed about it, and I felt that it was right to turn in the towel, you know, to throw in the towel and file for divorce. I knew that I wanted to move to California. I hated the weather in Oregon. I did not like the people. They were mean. And so I up and left to California, and I divorced my first husband. And then I met somebody in Hollywood after hanging out there for quite some time. And he was an alcoholic. I did not know this at the time until he died 14 months after we started dating. And that turned my world upside down. I did not know where to go from there. You know, I turned to the drink to numb my pain. That's what I did. And I started to be the mom that I thought I'd never be. I turned into my mother. And they ended up moving to Idaho with their grandparents to, you know, because I was not taking care of them. I was passing out, and it was really hard for me to think that that would, you know, straighten me out. But no, it pushed me further into it. And I had found a guy and married him within 4 months of that happening. And that was a very toxic relationship. But it brought me to Alcoholics Anonymous. He said, you need to go to treatment. Okay. You know, I was on the verge of losing my job. I was a pharmacy technician for Walgreens for 17 years at the time. And I tried pills. I tried to abuse that, but that wasn't my thing. I didn't understand you addicts. I don't understand why you get high off that. But I love to drink. That was my thing, you know. And so as my disease further progressed, I got, you know, more. I was on the verge of losing my job, and then I had that my identity in was in that job. And so I called human resources just in the nick of time, and they sent me to treatment. When I got to treatment, I did not want to participate. I didn't think I was that bad. You know, if you had happened to you what happened to me, you would drink too, right? And I did not want to go to residential. I fought it tooth and nail. And finally, my husband at the time was said, look, if just give it some time, give it 2 weeks. If you don't like it, you don't have to stay. Okay. Well, I ended up falling in love with Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's what happened. And I stayed. And, you know, things did not get easier, but, you know, they got better. And I learned principles. And when crap hit the fan at 13 months of sobriety, and, you know, he laid his hands on me for the last time, I knew where to turn. I turned to you guys to help me through that time. I turned to my higher power of my understanding, you know, to help me through it, because I did not want to give him control. Like, look where my life has been. Like, I don't have anywhere to go now. What am I going to do? But, you know, I learned from you guys, and I believed you guys. And so I did the things, and I jumped into the middle of Alcoholics Anonymous. I got commitments. I got a sponsor. I started working the steps, and my life began to change. And within 2 weeks of that happening, I found a place to live in Monrovia. It was a sober home. And, you know, my life has unfolded since then. I got married in sobriety. I'm divorced for the third time. It didn't work out. But, you know, today I can trust my higher power to lead me to where I need to be. 3.5 years ago, I moved to Idaho to be with my kids, my three teenage sons, that are 20, 17, and 15. My 15-year-old did not come back here with me when I moved here 2 months ago. My 4-year-old has autism, and there are more resources here for him than there are in Idaho, and that's why I moved back. I swore I'd never come back, but, you know, God likes to laugh at my plans. And I'm so grateful for everything, you know, coming back here. I feel the love again. I'm happy to be here. You know, I'm making a career change. I left Walgreens last September before I moved out here, and I went to an independent pharmacy, and I loved it. I couldn't transfer, unfortunately, but it is what it is. And my sponsor is helping me along my path of pursuing my dream in law enforcement. So, you know, and I came here without a job. That's my first time ever transferring anywhere without a job. You know, usually transfer with just Walgreens, and I didn't know what I was going to do. But today I trust God to know that he's going to open the doors for me. And I just need to follow, do the next best indicated step, keep my feet planted in AA, God, AA, then my family, everything else will fall into place. So please, if you're new, stick with it. It does not get easier, but it is a whole lot better than staying out there drinking. And, you know, the alternatives are jails, institution, and death. And I do not wish that upon anybody. Please stick with it. All right. I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you to Diana for being a great opening speaker. We will close the opening part of the meeting with the secretary's report, followed by our main speaker.